You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Let's move on to Wednesday evening's games then. We have an English side in action there as well. Dynamo Kiev take on Manchester City. Dynamo Kiev are 11-5. The draw 11-5. Man City are 13-10. Man City obviously weakened down significantly for the FA Cup tie the weekend with one eye on this. But it does mean that they've lost their last three games. And going to Kiev's not always the most simple task. So what do you make of City here? This must be the best chance they've had for a long time of really progressing in the Champions League.
Oh, definitely. You'd say so, wouldn't you? Because Dynamo Kiev, they're in the last 16 for the first time since 1999-2000. And Sergei Rebrov
was leading the
attack back then.
Yeah.
And of course, he's manager at Dynamo Kiev now. They are on a nine-match unbeaten home run in all UEFA competitions. That's a run that stretches back to February 2014. They've only lost two of their previous 13 home matches against English opposition as well, Dynamo Kiev. And, of course, they are rested. Whether you take that as a positive or a negative is open to debate, but they've not had a competitive game since taking on Maccabi Tel Aviv. That was back in the Champions League on the 9th of December. Level on points with Shakhtar Donetsk at the top of the Ukrainian Premier League as well, but we know that the Ukrainian Premier League is not the strongest league in Europe. It's tough to trust Manchester City at the moment, given those home losses against Leicester and Tottenham, followed by that defeat, albeit when they did field basically a second string against Chelsea. But that's still a damaging result in the context of this game. You don't want to lose three games in the style and conceding the goals they've conceded in those last three games and then be going away from home to a place like the Ukraine on the back of those results. So that's I think you've got to construe that as a negative.
I'm going to be almost bullish here. I think 13-10 Man City to win this. I think it's a good price.
Oh, do you really?
Because they have to win this game to vindicate Pellegrini's selection at the weekend.
Yep.
They'll obviously bring a lot of key players back in, the likes of Sergio Aguero and so on and so forth. And Kiev, the fact that they haven't had a competitive game for so long, I think it's hard to go from club friendlies to suddenly have the mentality for the Champions League against a side, let's be honest, Man City could tear teams apart if they're on their game.
It can work both ways. I think it didn't hamper Midtjylland, who we'll talk about in a bit against Manchester United. Yeah. They came back off that mid-season break and put in a very spirited performance, but that was against Manchester United. This is Manchester City we're talking about. I know if Lee Phelps was in this chair right now, he'd be saying odds against Sergio Aguero on any blade of grass at 23-20 is a good bet for him to score. I reckon this could be very, very tight, low scoring and ending a draw. I will be playing the 0-0 draw at 9-1 in this match. I'll be playing the draw at 11-5. If you do think there's going to be a result in this game, and you think there's going to be goal scorers, Andrei Yarmolenko has to be worth a look. He was, I think, targeted by Everton in the January transfer window, and a lot of people think that he's going to be making the move to a bigger club in the summer, undoubtedly. He's 13-8 to score any time, Andrei Yarmolenko. Before the winter break, he'd scored 7-7 in his last seven competitive matches. So Yarmolenko at 13-8. I don't trust Manchester City's centre-half pairing, but I'm not sure Dynamo Kiev are good enough to take advantage of that. So I'd play Yarmolenko any time if you think there's going to be a goal score in this match. That's 13-8.
Okay, just to mention the two enhanced odds offers as well, because it's two players we've already mentioned. Yarmolenko to score in a Dynamo Kiev win is 5-1, and Aguero to score in a City win is 3-1. For anybody who would like to play those, I don't mind the Aguero City one.
Yeah,
3-1.
No, I think if you're looking for a pro Manchester City bet, that enhanced odds offer's got to appeal, because if they score in this game, it's more than likely going to be him.
But you don't think City will get it all their own way then?
I don't think City will get it all their own way. And I think those results, albeit the FA Cup one a lot of people will look at that and think, "Ah, that's no big deal." I still think it is, because defensively they were shambolic in that match.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.